Urashima.
Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm here with a story from Japan about a fisherman and a turtle who had a magic secret.
Long, long ago, there lived on the coast of the Sea of Japan a young fisherman named Urashima. A kindly lad, and clever with his rod and line. One day, he went out in his boat to fish. But instead of catching any fish, what do you think he caught? Why, a great big tortoise, with a hard shell and such a funny wrinkled old face and a tiny tail. Now, I must tell you something which very likely you don't know. And that is that tortoises always live 1,000 years. At least, Japanese tortoises do. So Urashima thought to himself, a fish would do for my dinner just as well as this tortoise. In fact, better. Why should I go and kill the poor thing and prevent it from enjoying itself for another 999 years? No, no, I won't be so cruel. I am sure Mother wouldn't like me to. And with these words, he threw the tortoise back into the sea. The next thing that happened was that Urashima went to sleep in his boat. It was one of those hot summer days when almost everybody enjoys a nap of an afternoon. And as he slept, there came up from beneath the waves a beautiful girl who got into the boat and said, I am the daughter of the sea god, and I live with my father in the dragon palace beyond the waves. It was not a tortoise that you so kindly threw back into the water instead of killing it. It was myself. My father, the sea god, had sent me to see whether you were good or bad. We now know that you are a good, kind boy who doesn't like to do cruel things. And so I have come to fetch you. You shall marry me, if you like, and we will live happily together for 1,000 years in the dragon palace beyond the deep blue sea. Urashima took one oar, and the sea god's daughter took the other, and they rowed and they rowed and they rowed till at last they came to the dragon palace where the sea god lived and ruled as king over all the dragons and the tortoises and the fishes. And what a lovely palace it was! The walls of the palace were of coral. The trees had emeralds for leaves and rubies for berries. The fish's scales were of silver, and the dragon's tails of solid gold. Just think of the very most beautiful, glittering things that you have ever seen and put them all together, and then you will know what this palace looked like. And it all belonged to Urashima. For was he not the son-in-law of the sea god, the husband of the lovely dragon princess? Well, they lived on happily for 3 years, wandering about every day among the beautiful trees with emerald leaves and ruby berries. But one morning, Urashima said to his wife,
I am very happy here. Still, I want to go home and see my father and mother and brothers and sisters. Just let me go for a short time, and I'll soon be back again.
I don't like you to go, said she. I am very much afraid that something dreadful will happen. However, if you go, there is no help for it. Only, you must take this box, and be very careful not to open it. If you open it, you will never be able to come back here. So Urashima promised to take care of the box and not to open it on any account. And then, getting into his boat, he rowed off and at last landed on the shore of his own country. But what had happened while he had been away? Where had his father's cottage gone to? What had become of the village where he used to live? The mountains indeed were there as before, but the trees on them had to be cut down. The little brook that ran close by his father's cottage was still running, but there were no women washing clothes in it any more.
It seemed very strange that everything should have changed so much in the 3 short years. So as 2 men chanced to pass along the beach, Urashima went up to them and said,
"Can you please tell me where Urashima's cottage that used to stand here has been moved to?"
"Urashima," said they.
"Why, it was 400 years ago that he was drowned out fishing. His parents and his brothers and their grandchildren are all dead long ago. It is an old, old story. How can you be so foolish as to ask after his cottage? It fell to pieces hundreds of years ago."
Then it suddenly flashed across Urashima's mind that the sea god's palace beyond the waves, with its coral walls and its ruby fruits and its dragons with tails of solid gold, must be part of the fairy land, and that one day there was probably as long as a year in this world, so that his 3 years in the sea god's palace had really been hundreds of years. Of course, there was no use in staying at home now that all his friends were dead and buried, and even the village had passed away. So Urashima was in a great hurry to get back to his wife, the dragon princess beyond the sea. But which was the way? "Perhaps," thought he, "if I open the box which she gave me, I shall be able to find the way." So he disobeyed her orders not to open the box. Or perhaps he forgot them, foolish boy that he was. Anyhow, he opened the box, and what do you think came out of it? Nothing but a white cloud which floated away over the sea. Urashima shouted to the cloud to stop, rushed about and screamed with sorrow, for he remembered now what his wife had told him, and how, after opening the box, he should never be able to go to see the sea god's palace again. But soon he could neither run nor shout any more. Suddenly his hair grew as white as snow, his face got wrinkled, and his back bent like that of a very old man. Then his breath stopped short, and he fell down dead on the beach. Poor Urashima! He died because he had been foolish and disobedient. If only he had done as he was told, he might have lived another 1,000 years. Wouldn't you like to go and see the dragon palace beyond the waves, where the sea god lives and rules as king over the dragons and the tortoises and the fishes, where the trees have emeralds for leaves and rubies for berries, where the fishes' tails are of silver and the dragons' tails all of solid gold? And that was the story of Urashima and the turtle. I do hope that you enjoyed it. There are loads more stories from all over the world, including quite a few from Japan, at storynori.com. And if you would like to support StoryNori, Bertie's asked me to tell you that we now have a donate button in the sidebar. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!